I'd like to learn tonight from the amazing Sefer from Tosha Rebbe, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu, from Avodas Avoda. He has a piece on Parshas Metzora, which I'd like to go through, summarize some of the key points, and take away a powerful lesson. So the way the Sefer works is that he begins by quoting Pesukim and asks questions, and then gives a Yesod that answers it up. So the very beginning of the Parsha, right, in Metzora, Vaydabra Hashem Amosh Lema, Zos Tia Torah HaMetzora, right, so the Rashi brings the very beginning of the Parsha. Well, actually, before we get to the Rashi, there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash in quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. L'Rosha Omer Elokim, to the Rosha, Hashem says, Malach alasapir chukai, why are you dealing with my chuki, my Torahs? V'tisa brisi alei ficha, you're carrying my bris on your mouth. It's a strong words. The Rasha, what are you doing being Osek in Torah? So the first question that the Tosh Rav asks is, what's the connection between this Pasuk and the Medrash? The Rasha, what are you doing with my things? And the din of a Mitzorah, why the Medrash connected them? And then we know the famous Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Mitzorah, talks about the purification process. So as Rashi say, that it has to be birds, Lefisha Negoyim, because these afflictions of Tsaras, born al Lashon Hara, they come about through speaking Lashon Hara. Shehu Maise Pitpute Devorim, it's a verbal act of like twittering. Well, that's the sound that the birds make, says Rashi. Lefika Huskuku Letaraso, therefore, the one who is suffering from this in order to get his Tahara, his purification, Tsiparim, he needs birds. Shime Fatvim Tomid, the birds that are constantly twittering, Bitsifzuf Kol, they make a chirping type of sound. Which is just as a side point, I'll put it out there, how interesting it is to note that the social media of Twitter, right? What's their Twitter? What is that? That's the chirping bird. And here we see it's part of the Tahar process for the one who was hit with Saras because he spoke Lashon Hara. Another pasuk, just in something names it from Koheles, he quotes, Al titen es picha lechati es bisorecha. Don't let your mouth make a chait for your basar, for your flesh. So really the question is that he begins by asking, after quoting these things again, why is the Medrash connected to the Pasuk? And more importantly, why is it bidavka by this chait of Lashon Hara that a person gets hit with Negoyim? Why should that be any worse than any other, you know, you don't find Avodah Zarah, oh, the guy gets hit with Negoyim, you know, Ritzicha, he gets hit with Negoyim. Why is it so bad that punked here by this one davka avera of Lashon Hara, he gets such a terrible affliction of Negoyim? So in order to answer this, he quotes a Zohar. I'll read you from the Zohar. It says, "D'bishar chayvei da alma, d'hainu bishar veiros shibetorah." When a person does veiros in the Torah, ha ha'adam pogim behem. I'm sorry, im ha'adam pogim behem. Adain lo nikra b'shem ra el b'shem rasha. So when a person does that, he's not called by the word ra, reish ayin. He's called rasha, reish shin ayin. Ma she'ein kein pi shepogim ba'os bris. But with the one who destroys their bris, nikra ra. That is already not called a rasha, they're called ra, just resh ayin. Kemosha kosa b'tora al chet zeh, it says in back in Brachos, Lamed Ches, vahi er b'chor Yehuda ra be'enei Hashem. So it's ra. That idea of harming one's personal holiness is referred to as ra. It's not a rasha. So he explains, why is that? Because the letter shin is a strong letter in the Hebrew alphabet. That the shin with the three, call it the spikes sticking upward, it's a remez to the avos. So even though a person has done an avera, all averas, says the Zohar, a person's called a rasha. They still have that shin with them, a still way of getting out of it. But if they do this terrible avera of harming the bris, so in that case they're called ra without the shin, because as if the shin has left them. That's what it means. This idea that a person's speech, their dibur, the bris that's connected to the way a person speaks, is also directly connected to the bris mila, the person who has holiness. And that's why, says the Zohar, that you can, it's a simon, that if a person, you see, speaks in a unrefined way, that's a simon that there's something lacking in their personal holiness as well. So he explains, that's why it comes to the Mitzorah. really, when a person sins, it harms just that particular limb. They did something with their hand, did something with their foot, did something, but when they sin with the Os Bris Kodesh, so that's a pagam on the whole body. And the Bris of Dibur is connected to the Bris Maor. So it means, he's explaining, that when a person speaks, that's also a type of Neveira that affects the entire body. It connects everything. So most of ours, we have to be very careful with the Bris of Lashon, by the way we speak. And that shouldn't come to affect the Bris Milah. But then he goes a step deeper and explains why. You know, it's a very interesting idea to say, well, the two are connected. Your holiness is connected to the way a person speaks. But why is that? Why should that be true? So he brings from the Tanya, in the very beginning, in Perek Dalad, the Baal HaTanya tells us that the Levushe HaNefesh, the way that the Neshama clothes itself is through three major faculties. Things we've discussed many times over the years in our Machshava, and our Dibur and our Maisa. Machshavas are how we think. That's a way of the Neshama expresses itself. And the Dibur, how we speak, in our actions. So the Machshava is in our brain. That's our Chachma, that's our Bina, that's our Das. These are all intellectual faculties. And the Maisa is, well, those are our Midos. That's the things we're talking about during this time of the year, during Sfira Sa'omer, the Chesed that we have towards others, the Gevur we have, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, all these things that we say in that Yehi Ratzon by the end of Sfira Sa'omer, these are our Midos. So what connects those two? That's like the Kli Maisa, the parts of our body. So just the way physically, the way we're set up, the way the human body is constructed, so you have your Moach, and that's where the intellect is, and then you have your Midos. So what goes in between? That's your mouth. That's your Dibur, that's the Kol. What comes out that the Dibur is that which connects one's Machshava down into the Maisa, which brings it out. Beautiful idea, says the Tosha Rebbe, that's Pshat now, why certain times we have Machshavas, but we want to bring them down into the practical world. We need to have a pure Bris, the way we speak. The Bris HaLashon, the Kedushas HaDibur, that's a necessary requirement so that pipeline, that connection, that mamutza, that force that's going to bring out from our machshava into the world of maisa has to be clean. You know, you call your local plumber, you got a clog in the drain, you got to get the gunk out of there, you got to pour the drain down, you got to have a clean dibur, you got to speak in a pure way. He doesn't say this, but we know there's a beautiful word from the Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos. When a person speaks, they're mekadesh their mouth like a kli sharis, to be mekadesh all of our varim. But the way that we have that is because it connects through them. Because the klal is that the moach is sholet al halev, that the head rules over, the intellect controls our emotions, our midos. But unfortunately, if the dibur is not what it should be, then that blocks it. So it comes out that all the kedusha we have in our life, bris milah, all kedusha, all personally holiness depends upon our dibur. We have to be very careful what we choose to speak about, not to be, stom, just schmoozing about, what difference does it make? I read to you where the Rebbe writes here, he says, Hari lo avarti shum avera. A person could like say, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just, catching up on the news. I want to hear what's new. What's the hack? What's going on? Lo asiti shum ice. I didn't do anything, right? El adibar ba'alma dibarti. I just was talking words, shooting the breeze. The person doesn't realize through dibur, maybe al atzma kol mini tzaros brings chas v'shom tzaros. Hein begashmius shenanish beisrum kanal. Hein beruchnius shema avi kol chius hakedusha shebo. The person is harming themselves by not speaking in a proper way. That's the unkelis, the beginning of the Torah. We're called a ruach memalla. We're defined as a speaking spirit. And that's very important to think about our kedusha sadibur and what we talk about, what we choose to talk about, especially by the Shabbos table. Time when there's a lot of conversations. Right now in this poem, we're in our homes. We have a lot of conversations with people. We're talking all the time. But to think and to pause about what we choose to speak about. One powerful weapon we have with the kedusha sadibur is Tehillim. He brings from the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Parshas Chayisor, where he writes that David HaMelech set up the five books of Tehillim. It was Keneged HaChemish Yechum Shei Torah. That there's a tremendous koach in there. So what's the idea? Well, Torah is the intellect. That's our moach. Tehillim is the heart. Tehillim is the heart. You know how we make that connection between the head and the heart? I think it was the Kotzker Rebbe said that the farthest distance in the world is not between heaven and earth. The farthest distance in the world is between a person's brain and a person's heart. So how do we make that connection? If we use that koach hadibur, we connect our head and our heart through speaking words of Tehillim. By saying Tehillim, that's an amazing, powerful thing that's brought down. You know, in Skver, they have a tradition from Rav Mordechai Chernobler, it was Kabbalah from Elio Hanavi, that this is a tremendous tikkun for the pagam of Yesod HaBris, if a person says all of Tehillim. So in Skver, every Shabbos morning, they say the Gan Tehillim, 2 hours or so, hour and a half, depending how fast you go, they say the entire Sefer Tehillim before they even get to Pesukei Dezimra. That's a whole Tehillim, because this idea of Kedusha. I just want to read one section from the Sefer. V'yesh mitarts l'nafshem. So he says, there are people who will explain away for themselves Shibashasha Omrim Tehillim. At the time when I was saying, when I could be saying, Hein Tzrichin Lasek B'Lima Torah, I should be learning now. Come on, you want me to just be opening up with Tehillim? You know, I got half hour. I should be learning now, not saying Tehillim. Emes, it's true. Ki Dover Godel Hu Lasek B'Oso Shah Gam B'Lima Torah. You're right, it would be a tremendous thing to be learning at that time. Aval Ha'Lima Torah Bo L'Kadesh Rak Koch Machshavto Shel Adam Dahainu Hamoichin. Torah is mekadesh the moach of a person. V'tzorech lahorid koach hamoichin gam el kli hamaisa, which we've been saying, that you have to bring it down from the head into your heart. K'mosha omr chazal, gomorim brachas and yudzayin, tachlis chochma teshuva maisim tovim. The whole purpose of having chochma is to do tshuva, maisim tovim. Those are actions, those are midos. V'chein omr gomorim kedushin, memom and beiz. Godol hatalmud shmevi le maisa. Ki ikar malas haTorah, the main mile of the Torah is shmeviyeh es ha'adam lidei ma'isa. It brings a person to acting. Sheyuchel l'kayim es haTorah, you'll be able to fulfill what it says in the Torah. Shvekoch haTorah yuchel l'shabid kol evara v'gidav el habori borachu. V'ze nase daika al yedei mizmori tehillim. By a person can do this for being a tehillim zogger. She al yod Da morid adam koach hamochin el klei hamaisa l'kayim haTorah b'maisa l'kadosh kol midosav kimavur le'el. So by saying Tehillim, he brings a powerful story about the Baal Shem Tov, who once had an Elias Neshama. He was with Reb Nachman Kosover Zechus Genelenu, and he showed him a special heichel in Shemayim for the Tehillim zoggers. He says, "Dahainu heichel ha'anoshim pshutim." Shlo yochel hiskari vel Hashem yizborach ba'olam hazeh al yidei haTorah. They were simple Jews. They didn't know how to learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Vehiskarvu elav yizborach bekoach amiras mizmori tehillim. They were able to come close to saying tehillim. Vaydei koach haTehillim zochu gam lekasra shel Torah. They were able to get the kesser Torah through their saying of tehillim. And you know, we need to put a lot more emphasis and try to put more tehillim into our lives. There's a lot of discussion now about proper speech and about Lashon Hara, and it's true. That's this Parsha. Parsha's Metzorah is all about being careful the way we speak and not being like chirping birds. We go chatting all about and sharing all sorts of information. We have to know the halachas of Lashon Hara. It's true. But using the Koach HaDibur, Surmei Ra and Aseh Tov. The Surmei Ra, Avada, stay away from the Lashon Hara. Learn the halachas, keep the halachas. But the Aseh Tov, HaDibur, is using it for specifically to saying Tehillim. And the Gedolim, Rav Shach used to say Tehillim every day. Rosh Hashiva Ponovich, Sar HaTorah, took time out of his day to say Tehillim. So we should also try to use these days as well for saying Tehillim. But Dafka during Sefira Sa'omer, right? We say in the Yehi Ratzon, Ve'etah ve'es kadesh b'kedusha shomala. We should bring that Kedusha into our lives through the fulfillment of reciting the beautiful Tehillim from David HaMelech.